The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hi, everybody. Coming up, Nicole tells your fortune looking ahead. So get out your crystal and stay tuned with Mistress Nicole. All dressed in leather, you won't forget her. You want to love her and you won't let go. Who's that woman, crazy woman, Nicole?
Okay.
Rock, rock, rockin' Nicole. Rock, rock, rockin' Nicole. Rock, rock, rockin' Nicole. Oh, once she grabs, she won't let go. Rock, rock, rockin' Nicole. Rock, rock, rockin' Nicole.
None of that soft stuff.
Rock, rock, rockin' Nicole.
None of that heavy metal stuff.
Rock, rock, rockin' Nicole.
Just a little bit of jazz.
Rock, rock, rockin' Nicole.
Think.
Just
I
like
love
that.
It. That was great. Thank
Welcome
you.
To a Tuesday, everyone. A little intro from Chris Isaac to get us going on a Tuesday. Not dressed in leather today, but you know. Milton the Monster says, Nicole, read my DM in Patreon for a solution for restless leg syndrome. Milton the Monster, I will. Because if you could cure my restless leg syndrome, we can make $1 million here. Or, you know, a billion, I guess, in today's dollars because inflation, you know. I would have given $1 million for a solution for restless leg syndrome, you know, 20 years ago. But times have changed. Anyway, welcome to a Tuesday. It is Tuesday. A lot going on. The big dick contest among billionaires is in full swing. And Jeff Bezos, I mean, disguise his rocket ship. It looked like a big dildo. In fact, you know, I do a little show card each day. And for today, Laffy's going to be here. And we have our regular, you know, promo that's me and her. A photo taken, God, probably almost 10 years ago in San Jose. And then, of course, our two pups, they're joining us. And I put a picture of the Blue Origin rocket that looks like a vibrator. And I was actually going to put a vibrator below it on the picture. But, you know, they all look so realistic. Not like rocket ships, but, you know, like penises. And I didn't want to do that. So use your imagination. But there was Jeff Bezos in the head of the dick, and they didn't go to outer space. I'm sorry. They shot straight up and then came straight down. I guess it's better than what Richard Branson did, because they got on a super fast airplane and flew really fast and really high and then came back down. That doesn't make you an astronaut. I'm sorry. Well, we'll get into this with Laffy. There's a lot of other stuff. Diane Russell says, I thought restless leg syndrome was due to low magnesium levels. Some people say that. Some say it's low iron. I've tried everything, literally everything. So Milton the Monster, I'm going to go into that Patreon message and look for your solution. But it's going to have to wait till after the show because, you know, it's showtime. And let's see, today is Tuesday. And you know, we love Tuesdays, especially the Tuesdays when Laffy is here. Hit it, Lauren Mayer.
If the news gives you the blues, here's the perfect place to go. It's Tuesdays with a laugh on the Nicole Sandler Show.
She's here. Hey, Laffy. Hi. Wait, hold on. Wait. Hold on. Why am I not hearing you? Talk. Will you say that again? Oh, okay. You're there. Whew. Scared me for a second. Ah, I know. I'm sorry I interrupted you. You were saying you almost didn't make it here today. No, you know what? I do not have audio for you. That's so weird. I know, but you're not. Hold on. Why am I not hearing audio from you? Okay, this is weird. Hold on one second. So we have Laffy here. Talk again. No, I hear you, but you're not coming in through the board. Why? This doesn't make any sense. hold on. Let me just try one other thing. I don't know what it could be. And we tested everything. Okay, speakers, microphone, roadcaster. I'm going to try it this way and see if that makes a difference. All right, talk to me now. I can hear you, but we're not seeing your audio here. What the hell? No audio from Laffy. Yeah, I know. Let me try one other. This is just, you know, here's the thing. I tried to upgrade the system a little bit, and I screwed it up. Hold on one more second. Let me try it with this. What if I do here and turn this on? If this doesn't work, I don't know. Now talk. No. So weird. You're not muted up there. You know what? Turn off your mic and then turn it back on. I don't know why. I mean, that shouldn't make a difference. Now turn it back on. And I still can't hear you. Unbelievable. No, I can hear you. It's just not coming through the system, which makes no sense at all. All right, so let me see if I can bring you. I know this is great radio. You know what? Tell your joke. Oh, no, because they can't hear you. So don't tell your joke. I'll tell you what. While I try to figure this out, let me play a little something for you. Because, you know, best laid plans and all that stuff. What should I play? Nothing I have is really long enough. You know what? We have a vaccine reminder from Mangy Fetlocks. Let's see if I can't make this. Whoops. And that'll play. Let me see if I can't play this. And while I try to figure out what the deal is and why we can't hear your audio, it makes no sense. Maybe I have an idea. All right. So let's listen to Mangy Fetlocks. And I'm going to mess around with the audio and see if we can't fix it, all right? Okay. It's a Tuesday, everybody. And Mercury isn't even retrograde. All right. Take it away, Mangy Fetlocks, while I, you know, deal with the gremlins in the studio. Here we go.
Get out your old guitar. Put on your comfy shoes. Don't matter who you are. There's no time to lose. Gather up all your friends who've had the COVID shot. And to be careful, don't bother those that you know have not. Tell them all that you'll meet down where you used to go. Before the COVID came, someplace they all will know. Tell them you're gonna dance. Tell them you're gonna sing. With those who've had their COVID shots, man, you can do anything. We've spent too long inside in the past couple years. We've been too long denied because of the COVID fears. But the vaccine is great for bringing life back again. So we can do the things that we did way back when. So we can do those things that we did way back when.
Yeah, Mangy Fetlocks.
If you had those COVID vaccine shots, be a really good idea to do it.
Yeah, it would
Thanks
be.
Thanks for listening.
A really good idea to do it. All right, Laffy, let's try it again. Talk to me.
I'm talking.
I think it works. Talk
Does
again.
Does it work, everybody?
Keep talking.
Chat
yes.
Can you hear me?
I think
Answer
it's working.
Me.
Yes. It appears to be. And by the way, Dar said that she could hear you on Progressive Voices, just not on YouTube, which is weird.
Well, thanks, YouTube.
Okay, but this is working. So now explain to me, Laffy. Whew, I can't believe I got that. explain to us yeah. why you almost didn't make it here today.
Oh, it was horrible. I was busy looking for a rally venue that hasn't already turned down Matt Gaetz and Marge Q Green. Oh, was it worth it? Was it worth it?
It was worth it. It was good for me. Was it good for you? And everybody can hear
so
laughing
good
now.
For me.
You know, I got this new piece of equipment that I hooked up, and it screwed up my audio. And I so long story short, I got a lot of work to do behind the scenes. So yeah. We're back. We're normal. I mean, normal for us. Woo. So things are we're good. Everyone can hear
you
laughing.
Know, it's just like being on Twitter. I talk and I talk and I don't think anybody can hear me.
Well, that does happen. And it happens on the radio too. You know, yeah. Radio is a, and this isn't radio. I know this is internet. Radio.
I call it radio.
Radio is dead to me. But, you know, this is the new iteration of radio. But the thing that's weird about radio is when you look at it, you know, it's one person sitting in a room alone.
Right.
And you don't get the feedback like you do on stage. You don't get immediate applause right. or something. You don't hear anything. And so, there are times that you finish like what's a great show and you're all pumped up and then it's dead.
Nothing.
It's like radio silence. And you're thinking, hello, anybody there? Anybody home? Did anybody hear that? I mean, I did a great show. I don't know if anybody heard it. And occasionally then you get an email. It's like somebody heard, because it's very one-sided. It's not great for really insecure people. Hello.
Yeah. Well, neither is stage, by the
bit
way.
Of an echo. Somebody's telling me there's a bit of an there's an echo now. Okay.
There's an echo?
Hold on. I'll fix it because I can. I think. So bear with me. Hold on. I think I've got two audio inputs on here is probably what the problem is, because we were missing one before, but you got to bear with me. So, while I'm trying to adjust, am I the only one who is as disturbed by the billionaire big dick contest?
No. I have a couple of tweets about it if you want to go there. But I have like these mixed feelings because I always love watching space travel. You know, like it's really exciting when you hear them talk and they're going, okay, liftoff and all that stuff that, you know, you hear the little voices talking and announcing and everything and you see what's happening. So if I divorce myself from Jeff Bezos and I watch what's happening, uh-huh. then I'm like, yeah, this is so cool. I love this. Oh my God, it's dramatic. And then I remember who I'm watching, how he got there. It's very cool for him. It's good entertainment for 5 seconds, and I'm pissed off as hell because he could use a lot of that money and he could, I don't know, pay for people's health care and education, food, poverty programs, pregnant ladies who need help with their babies' well-being by giving them good nourishment.
Uh-huh.
So food programs, health programs, you name it, he could help. And then when I listened to him at the press conference, it was like, you know how when you watch MSNBC and they all say, friend, and it's
oh,
like a
God, yes, my good, my dear friend, my good friend, yeah. Shut up.
And they're all patting each other on the back all the time, and that's nice that they're friendly, and it's nice that they have a good rapport. But I don't really care. I want to see news. And so when I listened to him, it was all them patting each other on the back, and there are all these people who were, I'm overusing the word privileged, but my God, to the nth degree. And I love that the 82-year-old woman whose name I forgot was there. She deserved to be there.
In space. Wally something, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I fixed the audio problem. So, okay.
Oh, yay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so there are a lot of like little cool elements to this, and a big cool element too, but come on, the money. I bought myself an airplane that looks like a penis, and look what I did. Now I get the news cycle.
Yeah. And the thing is, and then I didn't see this part. I had to turn the television off because the fawning over him, especially on CNN, was just sickening. It was like vomit inducing. And I couldn't take it anymore. But apparently then Jeff Bezos gets up and he's like, thank you to all you, my Amazon employees and customers. You paid
yes,
for this.
Yes.
You know what?
Oh my God.
Fuck you. We paid for it. How about
we paid
you?
For it, all right.
Let me tell you something. He could cure world hunger. He could cure homelessness and still be probably the richest man in the world.
Education.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
I mean, there were so many things, and he still has money to burn. So why doesn't he do that now? Why doesn't he, allow his employers to unionize?
Oh, good question.
Employees. I said employers.
Yeah.
It should be his employers.
You're right. I get it. And so I'm sorry. Richard Branson, I don't think is as horrible as Bezos. But I'm sorry, there's something really wrong here. And then you got Elon Musk, which the weird thing is Elon Musk has been sending his rockets up, but he's not gone up yet. Although I hear he's kind of out there every day. So,
Well, what was the other thing? When he looked out the spaceship window and he said, there's such a fragile atmospheric layer. We have to be good to the environment.
He did.
We have to. That's my yes. That we have to really. This is where my area of interest is. And I'm thinking, really, is that what you're delusionally thinking of your area of interest is? It's not the money that you're raking in from overworked employees who are all getting COVID and who are peeing in bottles.
Right.
That's where you're. I would love to know that he's going to donate billions to the environmental causes.
You know who's donating billions? Mackenzie, I think her last name is now Scott. The former Mrs. Bezos, who got tons of money from him, who I believe is the biggest philanthropist probably in the world right now. She's donating the money. He's going out into space. She's donating the money. Just saying. Yep. Good for her.
Anyway, well, we can do tweeties and we can talk about the tweets.
Oh, we can do that. All right.
Yeah, we have that available to us.
We do. All right. So I guess we should let loose
the birdies.
Welcome to my tweet spot.
So what are the Twitters all a-Twitter about today, Laffy?
Well, because we're talking about Bezos, I'll do those first and get them out of the way.
Okay.
Jorge Caballero, MD, said, Bezos' joyride took longer than an Amazon warehouse worker's bathroom break.
That's true.
Wah, wah, wah. Where's your drum? There we go. There you go. Angry staffer said, damn it. I was busy and I missed Bezos launching his space wiener. I prefer weenie, but wiener's okay.
Wiener?
Weenie's one of my favorite. Weenie.
Okay.
I love the word weenie.
Good to know. Good to know.
Use it as often as possible. No, it's a funny word. Like, you know, there are certain words when you write comedy that are buzzwords, like 32. 32 is the number that comedians or comedy writers used to use more than others because it's funnier sounding than, say, 24.
It is?
32.
I don't necessarily find 32 funny.
No, it's not funny. It just has a funnier sound. So you're not laughing at the word 32.
Okay.
But when you're writing comedy, 32 has more oomph comedically than, say, 12.
If you say so.
I say so.
I'll just have to take your word for it.
But anyway, I like the word weenie because of that. And pickle. I love the word pickle.
Okay.
I could go on.
Okay.
I have a lot of words I love. Okay. Empty Wheel said, Elizabeth Warren first said, it's time for a wealth tax in America based on this Bezos thing.
Yes.
And Empty Wheel said, what if we just taxed billionaires $100 billion every time they joyride into space?
Works for me.
It's a thought.
It is a thought. But how about they just pay income tax at the same rate we mere mortals do?
And actually pay it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Actually pay, you know, like a 28% income tax. What a concept.
Yeah, that's something novel. Okay, now we're going to get into like real news.
Okay.
This just broke.
Okay.
Thomas Barrack. Yes. Chairman of Trump 2017 inaugural fund, arrested on federal charge. The charges against Barrack, which apparently are not connected to the inauguration related fund, are the following: acting as an unregistered foreign agent to advance the interests of the United Arab Emirates, the Justice Department announced. After one appearance in which Barrack repeatedly praised the UAE, Barrack emailed Al-Shahi and said, "I nailed it for the home team," referring to the UAE.
Oh.
Gets a rim shot. That's pretty good. That is funny. That's funnier than 32. Happened.
Wow.
That happened. It's going to be, the big nightly news stories tonight. That's going to be fat one.
Mm-hmm.
And think about, you know what's weird? I mean, that's weird. My audio just went up and I didn't touch it.
I didn't do anything.
Anyway, when you think about all the foreign agents that have worked for Trump, I mean, you've got Mike Flynn.
Yep.
And Manafort.
Right. Steve Bannon. Roger Stone.
Roger Stone. Oh my God, there are so many. There's like a half dozen at least, maybe 10.
Yeah.
And their catchphrase was America first.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
I don't know, but it sounds like it needs a rim shot.
Oh yeah, we could do that all night. That's great. But yeah, I mean, it's just a big fat thug ring, and they ran this country. And when we keep finding out the layers, the depth and depth and depth of layers, like an onion being peeled away,
we won't do anything about it, because that's
the thing. Exactly.
You know, okay, so yesterday I was among the throngs of people who, when we saw the Justice Department said they're not going to go after, what's his name? Wilbur Ross.
That's right.
For lying.
I have that on my list here.
Right. So, and I'm thinking, you know, Merrick Garland's just got to go. He's got to go. Although, that's besides the point, because it was the Trump.
It was the Trump.
Justice
I'm going to cover that
okay.
with my tweets.
All right. I'll wait for you.
Yeah. We'll get there.
Okay.
Cause I would love to rant about that too. Absolutely. Okay. So that's that one.
Yeah.
God, we'll be running out of these in 10 minutes.
Right.
So
that's okay.
Fill 25. Oh no, here's a good long thread that I read this to you privately. So you'll know what this is. So speaking of the Justice Department, the scoop from Devlin Barrett, and let me see, he's a Washington Post reporter who covers the FBI and the DOJ. So this is his area of expertise. He says, scoop, Justice Department, I want you guys to listen to this.
Listening.
Is quietly seeking a 50-year bar to release grand jury material. He wants to bar the release of grand jury material for 50 years, a rule which, if adopted by the courts, would keep the Mueller-Trump record secret until 2069. DOJ is also seeking a new rule that would broaden their ability to impose gag orders on all manner of grand jury witnesses, twin moves that critics say would build a higher, thicker wall of secrecy around federal courts and criminal investigations. I'm trying to shut my phone up.
Oh, that was your phone. I was wondering where's that coming from? And I was afraid to ask. I was afraid to say anything to us. I didn't want to jinx it.
Text messaging.
Gotcha.
The 50-year bar was first sought by the Trump administration and is still being sought by the Biden administration.
Oh my God.
By contrast, the Obama administration favored a 30-year limit. DOJ says the change would mean more transparency, not less. But that rings hollow to those who note the Nixon grand jury material was given to Congress in the 1970s and has been made public over the last decade. If this rule had existed then, we would still be waiting for the release of the Nixon grand jury material in 2023 or 2024. 30 years is too short, a senior DOJ official wrote in arguing for the 50-year limit. That limit, to be clear, would still only allow for release of information deemed of exceptional historical importance. And just last year, Congress fought and lost to get access to the Mueller material for impeachment, a case in which lower courts ruled for the release. DOJ fought that release, hello, Garland, though officials insist the Mueller case has nothing to do with their position, and the institutions of criminal justice have for decades been moving toward greater and greater secrecy surrounding grand juries and investigations. That's not solely a Trump thing or even an Obama thing or a Biden thing. That's a DOJ and the courts thing.
Wow.
End of a thread.
Okay. Well, all right. I don't even know where to go with that.
It's just that there's, once you give them a certain amount of power in one area, that power always expands.
Of
you never
course.
See somebody say, no, I'm going to give the power away.
But it's not, this is not even about power. This is
about
information.
Right.
And it sounds like they're gaslighting us too. They're saying, we're the most transparent administration
right.
ever, yet we're going to hold on to grand jury and other testimony
for an extra 20 years. They have the power to do that, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You give if the government has a lot of different areas of power that they can expand or, is given to them. And then, of course, they'll never relinquish it once they have it. And so then when the next people come in,
right.
they make it worse, which is what happened here.
Yep. Yep. I agree.
So, we need to see these things. The gaslighting point is a really good one, by the way, that
yeah,
you just made.
I know. And it's just, we thought that after we got rid of Trump, things would sort of get back to normal. But no, because it starts from a new level, which is beyond normal, which is not acceptable. They should be backtracking on everything. Everything that administration
did,
they needed to reverse. And the fact
right.
is they're not doing that.
No. And we're getting there. That's toward the end of my
my
run here.
All right.
Here's something just for you.
Yeah?
Because you're in Florida.
Oh, God. Yeah, you're going to talk about the governator, huh?
Yes, the governator. Jesse Rodriguez of MSNBC says, in Florida, rising COVID numbers are the governor's problem. The governor's problem. The responsibility for responding to a public health emergency is now more in the hands of DeSantis than it was prior to the start of the pandemic because of the new law he signed this past spring.
Which one is that? I mean, he's made things worse on every level. Do you know he's selling merchandise now that say t-shirts and those koozie things that go on the beer can?
I always thought they were called cozies.
They might be. I have no
idea. They're spelled koozies. I keep seeing it.
I don't know if cozy, whatever it is, the thing, the insulation thing that goes on the beer can.
Yeah.
That say, don't Fauci my Florida.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I've seen that. And weren't there T-shirts, too?
Yeah. Well, when he was running, he had an infant child that he put in his commercials wearing, Trump garb.
Everything sickening.
About him is distasteful.
He'll be the presidential candidate.
Probably.
For the GOP. Yeah, because Trump...
Be careful what you wish for. One in five.
Oh, I don't wish for.
I know.
Oh my God.
I'm saying, putting that out there to the universe. One in five new COVID cases is from Florida. And this moron is saying, we will never shut down again for anything. One in five new cases is here in Florida. Thank you so much.
Yep. God. I was watching the various news shows in the evening where they kind of wrap it all up and they really put a big bow on everything. I guess evilness of the Republican Party, or Republicans in general, but mostly in D.C. and in the state legislatures.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not talking about the populations as much as I am the politicians. It's astounding. I mean, it's a death cult. It's for everything that can hurt people. It's the voting rights thing. Don't even start me on. I start saying the same thing over and over. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
And I don't see anything being done about it. I mean, you keep hearing people go on the air. Here's the Texas Democrats. Look what they're doing. Well, that's great what they're doing. I love what they're doing. But what's being accomplished in D.C.? The Texas Democrats are doing what the D.C. Democrats should be doing somehow. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how. I don't know. Anyway, I'm totally getting off topic and I'm just rambling because I'm so upset with the number of atrocities committed by Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
Atrocities. I this is not hype.
It's not hype. I mean, everything they do is it's all opposite world. You know, I go between opposite world and Florida, and I'm living in this just alternate reality that is very uncomfortable.
And we've got our stupid recall here in California. I mean, it's just, what a waste of money. What a waste of resources. What
ridiculous.
A waste of time.
And didn't I read somewhere that, and I could have this totally wrong, but I thought I read that Gavin Newsom will not be listed as a Democrat on the ballot because someone in his office fucked up and missed the deadline?
Yep.
What the hell?
Hi.
Yeah.
From California.
And I thought it was, you know, we need a new California theme song. We've already got the Florida one. That's a short version.
Yeah. Anyway, breaking news from everywhere. The more contagious Delta variant now makes up 83% of U.S. COVID cases.
Lovely.
83%. You know how fast that went in 2 weeks or something?
Really fast. It went from, you know, really low rates,
10%.
Right, to exploding again. It went it like doubled in a week and then doubled again in another week. So it's growing exponentially.
Oh, it's awful.
You know, and I'm supposed to go to this thing this weekend. So I'm doing this craft show I told you to sell. It's Christmas in July here in Coral Springs, and it's the Coral Springs Craft Guild or something. And they do this every year, and that's how I've seen it before. So they have this at a local hotel and a big ballroom, and they have tables. So I'm going with my pet portraits, and David's like, you know, I don't think that's a really good idea right now. It's like, oh, shit.
I'll
wear a mask, but you got to take that into account because here we go again. We should have been past this if not for those idiots who refused to get a vaccination. I just don't understand it. Just do not understand.
Oh, God. CNN just posted an alert. A massive Western wildfire fueled by extreme heat and dry conditions has become so intense that it's creating its own weather.
Oh, I saw that. Well, that's like the fire tornadoes and stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. This is from Raw Story.
Okay.
Unvaccinated Trump supporter who spread coronavirus conspiracy theories dies of COVID-19. Surprise! On Tuesday, the Cape Cod Times reported that Linda Zuhrn, a former member of the Bourne, Massachusetts Board of Select Men and a Trump-supporting figure in the local Republican Party, has died of COVID. She was 70, and she had not been vaccinated.
Well, I'm sorry.
A rim shot for death. Now.
Well, because I'm sorry. What more do you need to know? They're talking about this is a new pandemic among the unvaccinated. Now, what's happening is with these breakthrough cases, you or I could get infected. We're not going to die. I wish I had pulled this chart. I just saw a chart from the UK, the third wave of the UK.
It shows
the number of cases, which seems pretty constant, but the number of deaths is down substantially. So the vaccine is working in that sense.
Yeah.
It's not as many people are dying. So thank goodness for small favors.
But still, the case numbers. The quote is, she was a strong woman. Believed in speaking the truth.
Oh my God,
sentence already. And defending our freedoms in America, Republican State Committee Woman Deborah Dugan told the Cape Cod Times. Dugan was at Zuhrn's bedside when she died. Quote, I would describe her to people as a little woman, but a mighty warrior. Well, you know what the mighty warrior was? Really stupid.
Yes.
Really stupid.
Really stupid.
For months, Zuhrn, a member of the pro-Trump group, the United Cape Patriots, had promoted conspiracy theories about the pandemic on Facebook. She has shared articles accusing the World Health Organization of a cover-up of the Wuhan virus and claiming COVID is cover for globalists to usher in the UN Agenda 2030, a sustainable development initiative right-wing conspiracy theorists assert is a plot to create a one-world government. Well, there they go, projecting again, because that's what they're trying to do.
Exactly, exactly. Oh, I found the graphic. So here, let me put it up on the screen, and you'll see. So it shows the second wave. Can I do it with a pointer here? No, that doesn't work. Okay, so it's the second wave and the third wave. And the second wave, cases per 100,000 population, And you look at down the week, I guess these are the weeks, I'm guessing. And the numbers on the left-hand side, the number of cases are pretty consistent between the second wave and the third wave. But when you look at deaths per 10,000 population, it's a totally different story. If you look down at the bottom, where in the second wave, it was 35.9 deaths per 10 million of population. To the third wave, it's now 2.1. So wow. That's a big difference. So
that's huge.
That is huge. So that is encouraging. The person who posted this on Twitter, Allison Buttenheim. What a name, Buttenheim.
It's easy for you to say. That gets a rim shot.
Right. Oh.
Buttenheim.
Buttenheim. Said this picture paints about 3,000 words.
Yes, that was the tweet that I saw too.
Yep.
Yeah. So,
there is
and
that.
She is so right.
Yeah.
Buttenheim. Spot on.
Buttenheim is yes. Got hit the nail on the button head. Something like that.
Oh, we're such children. Oh my God. Okay, so Schoolie, my
Squee.
Little friend Schoolie.
Schoolie. Oh, Schoolie. I thought I said squee. I thought, really?
No,
Kavanaugh's college drinking buddy is squee.
Schoolie.
Yes.
He said, right-wing media, give Trump credit for the vaccine, but no blame for every other aspect of the pandemic that he lethally bungled.
Exactly.
And then LOL GOP, our buddy said, Trump only deserves credit for the vaccine, which you shouldn't get.
True that.
Yeah, only give him credit for the vaccine. Biden didn't do anything, but don't get the vaccine because Biden was handing it out. But it's Trump. Give him the credit for it.
Right.
Just don't ever let a needle into your arm because then you might live, pro-lifers, you idiots.
Opposite
you total
world.
Screwballs.
It is opposite world. Hey, yeah. did you see that Joe Biden had the Super Bowl winning Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the White House today?
I think I might have, but I didn't like really see it.
Okay, well, there's something that you need to see about it because Tom Brady,
a
friend of or former golfing buddy of Donald Trump was there because he was the quarterback, and he was he spoke to the crowd, and he and the president had a little bit of fun at Donnie's expense. Did you see this?
All right, I did.
Let me play this for anybody who maybe didn't see it. Because this is quite good. All right, so this is Tom Brady with the sunglasses on, here we go. This is it.
But we found our rhythm. We got on a roll. Not a lot of people, think that we could have won. And in fact, I think about 40% of the people still don't think we won.
I understand that.
You understand that,
Mr.
President?
I understand that.
Yeah. And personally, it's nice for me to be back here. We had a game in Chicago where I forgot what down it was. I lost track of one down in 21 years of playing, and they started calling me Sleepy Tom. Why would they do that to me?
I don't know. Why would they do that? So that happened. So Mr. Thin Skin himself had to issue one of his statements. And because he issues these statements because he, was banned from Twitter. So
he's banned from everything.
Statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th president.
What did he say this time?
Here's what he wrote. And just so you know, I'm not kidding. Hold on. I'm going to put the text of this up here because I couldn't make this up if I tried. He wrote, Tom Shady. Instead of Brady, get it? Tom Shady.
Oh, God. Oh, that's horrible.
Needs to do his research and realize how rigged, with a capital R, and then in parentheses, and rigged it was, the last election was. Maybe he was too busy deflating balls, capital D on the deflating, and then in parentheses, weak grip, to follow what is happening all around our great country, GNC, great country, both capitalized, and then in parentheses, including Maricopa County, Georgia, and Pennsylvania.
But wait,
there's more. He continues, when I'm back in the White House, we'll see who he jokes with. Then in parentheses, the answer is me, capital M, your favorite, in quotes, president, if I even invite him. So, and then close parentheses, and then so much voter fraud. there's so much there.
But the thing is, though, he's such a baby. I mean, this is just like a little kid would write.
If I invite you. He's like in third grade. I'm telling you, he has the mindset of a 12-year-old.
He does. It's so humiliating. He thinks he's being so clever and tough and retorting and it's just, I mean, so embarrassing that I can't even think of a word that's bigger than embarrassed.
It's bizarre. The man,
he's crazy.
Is an imbecile. He's a fucking moron. Now he's brilliant at marketing and branding and
convincing, selling.
He's a con man. He is a snake oil salesman, and he's really good at that. And that's about it.
No, that's exactly it. I can't remember what it was. Somebody put up in one of the nighttime shows. I thought he's selling. That's all. That is all it is. He's selling.
He's
every word out of his mouth is sales pitch.
He is a shill. That's what he
I know what it was. They were talking about, I guess, Infrastructure Week or something. And I was thinking about how he would always say, in 2 weeks, this is going to happen in a very short period
of
time.
My healthcare plan will be released in 2 weeks.
And he'd always say those. And he'd say the word. He uses words effectively. You know, the way there are certain words he uses that sound like a really good come on, really good carnival barker stuff. And you sit there and his followers are like, and that's all they hear. And then they forget it in 2 weeks. So they really believe the headline and they have no idea about the follow-up because there never is one, but it never even occurs to them that there's, and then they think, well, no, he'll do it. He'll do it like with the wall.
Yeah.
No, it kills me that people are so stupid. Kills me that people are so stupid.
Tell me about it.
They were interviewing some guy on TV. It was a 2-second interview. And they were saying, "You're not going to take the vaccine? Why not?" "Well, no, because I'm not going to take it. Why? I don't know. It's just bad. It's not good. You know, like, are you watching the people die around you?
You talked about the one Trump shill who died is still saying, you know, that it's a hoax or whatever. This happens over and over again. Another guy who is like in intensive care said he didn't take the vaccine and he's not. Oh, he wasn't in the hospital. He was just dying of COVID. And he said, "I'm not going to the hospital because I don't want to inflate his numbers." What?
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, these people are fucking nuts.
Steve Scalise finally came out and said he's going to take it because of the Delta variant. Now, he doesn't want his daughter to get it because kids are getting the Delta variant.
Scalise has resisted taking the vaccine this whole time, but now because of the Delta variant, he'll take it.
That's his excuse that he's using.
My God.
It's the Delta variant and it could affect my daughter, so I'm going to take it. So, you know, he's either taken it already or he has always wanted to and now he's got his excuse.
Yeah.
But oh my God. Okay. So now we're back to this topic that we started a little while ago.
Okay.
Empty Wheel says at least two outlets fucked up the story on the Department of Justice's Wilbur Ross declination, leading a lot of people to fuck up in turn. Garland didn't decline the Ross prosecution. Barr did. But as you were saying, Garland could go back and take it up again.
Right.
And Ellie Mistal, picking up on all this, "Make no mistake," he says, "the behavior of the Garland Justice Department is why," I'm reading his caps, "is why Republicans break the law when they are in power. They know the next Democratic administration will not hold them accountable because Dems never do."
Dems never do.
What is wrong with us?
They're horrible. And on this time I'll say them. I'm so fed up. You know, I'm just fed up. All around, this party does not have its shit together, and it's horrible because, again, it's the old snatching defeat from the jaws of victory.
Always, always, always. Meanwhile, Kristen Sinema's approvals are way down. The vote, 24% of the voters or something said they vote for her. It's something real low, and I may have gotten the number wrong, but that sounds right in my head. But it's way down, way
good.
Down.
It should
so
be.
So why wouldn't she come around? And this was based on the filibuster, by the way. They
right.
Because of
good.
Her stance on the filibuster. Why isn't she listening to them?
I don't know. Because as Howie Klein says, she's fucking crazy. He said she's always been. She's always been nuts. And I remember her going back more than a decade, a long time, but I don't know how long Keith Olbermann's been gone from MSNBC.
Back
well into his run on Countdown, she used to come on when she was a state legislator in Arizona, when they were doing the Papers, Please law. And she, you know, she put herself out there as this great progressive, and, you know, Keith helped her.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing. I don't remember.
I remember her clearly.
God.
Yep.
I don't, and Manchin, I understand his donors, you know, that's what's keeping him on the hook. But he, and I don't, okay. So the Texas Democrats keep saying, yeah, Manchin's with us. He really wants to reform. He wants voting. He's all for voting rights. He's all for really good voting rights, but he won't go past the filibuster, but we felt very encouraged. Why do they feel encouraged?
I have no idea.
I'm listening. No, every single one says the same thing. It was a productive meeting. We felt like something could happen, but nobody ever thinks or knows about the filibuster. Without the filibuster being gotten rid of, nothing will happen. So what are they talking about? What are they talking about? HR4 isn't going to do enough.
No, it's not going to do enough. And I wish I could remember because I thought of you. I heard an interview on one of the channels, I don't know. And I think it was Chris Hayes was talking to somebody, and he pointed out, even if everything you say
is true, that
won't prevent them from getting rid of the local objective election supervisors and putting in partisan hacks.
Exactly. That is the whole... I thought of you
immediately because you've been screaming about this. I know.
I have for months. I look back at my likes because I use my likes as a bookmark. Mm-hmm. So I look back at, I often save my own tweets.
Use likes as a bookmark as well.
Yeah. And then I just copy and paste my own tweets so I don't have to think anymore, you know, because I like the way I've worded something so I don't have to go back and try to think it through again. And so I look back and I mean, it's been months since I've been screaming about this. I have right here. This is from June, which isn't that long ago.
No, it's a month ago.
But I think I did this on the show. Finally, someone is addressing the big, I can't read this because I'm too far over and I can't, I'll try to imagine what it says. You know, addressing the big threat that HR1 and HR4 don't include overturning elections after the fact. And then the quote is, Democrats to introduce bill to combat election subversion as part of voting rights push. Well, they haven't done it yet. They're talking about what we're talking about, the after the fact flipping elections. I get emails, you know, from the Stacey Abrams group, Fair Fight.
Right.
And I wrote back to them, which you can do because it's not a do not reply. Uh-huh. And I said, I want to ask you about this. You guys are great on HR1, HR4. Where are you on the after the fact overturning elections from state legislatures? What are you planning to do? What do we do about that? Not an answer. Uh-huh. I've tweeted Congress people. I've asked people on Twitter generally out there in the world. I get no answers.
Well, you know, David Dayan was on the program yesterday and we talked about this. And that fact remains that, you know, as great as the For the People Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act are, and as necessary as they are, they don't address that new tactic that the Republicans are pulling where they can replace the elected election officials with their own partisan handpicked people who will overturn the election. There's nothing that addresses that eventuality. And right now it's an eventuality.
They're doing it. They've done it.
I know.
I've seen former board member after former board member come on TV and say, yes, I was fired. And they're putting in Trumpies. And the Trumpies are just going to be able to overturn elections. Hello. So if we, again, I'm sorry to repeat myself on this show. So if you listen to me and you hear me regularly, I'm sorry, but people need to hear this. If we get a landslide, if we have a blue wave, I'm so sick of that blue wave, but if we have a blue wave and we win by a zillion votes and the legislatures overturn the results, it is null and void and meaningless. We are irrelevant. Voters are irrelevant. It doesn't matter unless we do something. Now, one person, one person answered me on Twitter, somebody I don't know, and said, it has to be done after the fact. It has to be a legal issue in court for them to take it up.
Right.
And I said, is that right? Okay, well, so we have to accept, I mean, not accept, live with these terrible results until it goes through the courts?
I understand
that. What happens in the meantime?
We go through the process because that's the remedy for something like this is, oh my God.
And then if it goes up to the Supreme Court, they're going to say, well, you know, states' rights.
Yeah. Well, with
and
this Supreme Court. Again.
So, okay.
Thank you,
we have
Democrats.
No,
we're just fucked.
Okay. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. So we have these really good debates on radio, TV, podcasts, whatever, really good debates about all of this. Like you and I are talking about it and it's really good. What it all boils down to is what's the point? Because if we're saying right this minute that we have to wait for a court battle to come to pass after an election is overturned.
Yeah.
What are we living with a new government of overturned, you know, with the overturned, with the new results, or are we living with an, with the old administration until something happens? What are we living with? So what's the point of anything? I don't understand how we deal with it.
I don't know. This is all uncharted territory because even though there have been heinous actors in politics throughout history, nobody has taken it to this extreme. Nobody. I mean,
nobody.
Even Nixon, who, you know, did horrible things, didn't disavow reality. Didn't say, we don't care about the Constitution. We don't care about your stinking rules, your laws. We're going to do what we want to take this country back.
He cared more about the country than he did about, I guess, or it didn't occur to him to do something that horrible because he didn't think he could get away with it.
Yeah,
I don't
because
even know
it wasn't
why,
even,
for whatever
it,
reason.
Huh? It wasn't even like thought of.
Like a germ. Right.
It's like lying about the election, saying, I won. It was a landslide. I won. And which now we hear that strategy came from Giuliani. Lovely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Just make it up.
Like,
just say
you won. Don't just say you won. We won.
And that's what we're living with. That's the amazing thing. This idiot with hair dye running into his mouth is saying, just say we won.
Right.
And that took hold. I mean, that took hold. Think about that.
The big
we
lie.
We had a crazy person with hair dye gurgling down his throat and crazy eyes and spitting. And he said that, and people said, oh,
yeah,
okay, well, we believe that, and that's the way it is now. And now that's what's happening in a billion states.
I know,
with these
right?
legislatures.
You know what
because
we need?
Crazy people.
We need a Dr. Fauci to take them all on. Did you hear what happened at this hearing today?
That was wonderful. Do you have the tape?
Yes. Now, I'm not going to play Rand Paul's part, because Rand Paul...
we don't need him.
Rand Paul runs off at the mouth. He's just a bloviator. And thankfully, Dr. Fauci said everything that I've been wanting to say to Rand Paul.
Yes,
but
yes,
he
yes.
said it in this hearing live on television. And I think now is the time. And just say, all right, this is Fauci saying this to Rand Paul. For all of us, he's saying it to all of these people. Take it away, Dr. Fauci.
I totally resent the lie that you are now propagating, Senator. Because if you look at the viruses that were used in the experiments that were given in the annual reports that were published in the literature, it is molecularly impossible.
No one's saying those viruses caused it.
It
no
is
one is
molecularly
alleging that those viruses caused the pandemic. What we're alleging is that gain of function research was going on in that lab and NIH funded it.
That is
you can't
not
get away from it. It meets your definition, and you are obfuscating the truth.
I'm not obfuscating the truth.
Senator
you
Paul's
are the one.
Time is expired, but I will allow the witness to.
Let me just finish. I want everyone to understand that if you look at those viruses. And that's judged by qualified virologists and evolutionary biologists. Those viruses are molecularly impossible
no one's
to result
they are. No
in SARS-CoV-2.
Caused the pandemic.
Paul,
we're saying they are gain-of-function viruses because they were animal
not.
Viruses that became more transmissible in human, and you funded it.
And you
admit the truth.
And you implying...
Senator Paul, your time has expired, and I will allow witnesses who come before this committee to respond.
And you are implying that what we did was responsible for the deaths of individual. I totally resent
and it could
that.
Have been.
And if anybody and it could is lying been. Here, Senator, it is you.
Woo! Woo!
And he has to drink water as a deflection.
Yeah. Wait. And, okay. So it ends there. If anybody's lying here, Senator, it is you. And then it's Tina Smith's turn. You know, she's the senator from Minnesota who replaced Al Franken. And she said, before I start, Dr. Fauci, is there anything else you want to say? He's like, no, I said it all. And then he doubles down on it again. I don't have that video. But wow. Wow. Good for him. Rand Paul needs to shut the fuck up. He needs to go home and shut up.
We are all Fauci now.
And hopefully. Fauci. And hopefully, Charles Booker will be the one to send him home because he is running for Senate against Rand Paul.
I keep hearing that he won't win.
Why?
I keep seeing this from, I don't know. I see it from various, you know, who knows.
If he's the nominee, here's what happened. In the last election, when he jumped in the race to challenge Mitch McConnell, they had that Amy, what's her name?
Yes, who was Amy McGrath.
Amy McGrath, who Chuck Schumer picked her. She was a terrible candidate.
Awful.
She never had a chance in hell. In the last like 2 or 3 weeks of the primary, Charles Booker started picking up steam, but it happened too late. So Amy McGrath, with Chuck Schumer's pushing, got the nomination. That's why we lost. Now, if Booker is in it from the beginning and gets the nomination, he can win. He can take down Rand Paul.
I sure hope so. That would be a dream.
Oh, please.
That would be just lovely.
Oh, so this, good. It would make me happy. Me too.
Of course, then they'll overturn the elections and it won't matter.
So. Don't say that.
I'm an optimist.
Well, but at least come August 9th,
Canada says
they're opening their border to let in Americans who are fully vaccinated. You get to go.
I get to go September 25th.
Awesome. Well, hopefully
the whole trip is already booked. We've done it again, and we're hoping that they keep the border open.
I was going to say, hopefully they don't close it down.
Well, but they're letting vaccinated people in. Why wouldn't they do that? I mean,
because if this becomes a really big new wave of new surge of infections, and we have to go into lockdown again, who knows?
Well, but they make you get tested within 3 days of crossing the border. And you have to do it on a screen in front of one of their doctors. You could do it at home that way, or you could do it, I think, there. It's really confusing what they say you have to do or where you have to do it. But
and you can drive too. You don't even have to get on an airplane, right?
No, or we are driving. But we're taking Hammy with us.
Aww.
But he's going to be a Canadian dog. But no, I mean, at the border, you can. It's really unclear whether that you can get the testing done right there at the border when you drive in, or whether it's better to do it 3 days before. And how do you do that? It's very confusing. So we're going to talk to our immigration lawyer about it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, but yeah, that's why I'm hopeful that they'll keep the borders open, because if they're only letting people who have been tested and vaccinated in, they have nothing to lose, really.
Well, you would think, right?
I would hope.
Right. I know. Well, the problem is, though, people who are vaccinated are getting infected. Now, they're not dying. Knock on laminate.
Right, but if you're being tested.
Right. Yep.
Then they're not going to let you in if you test positive.
I guess.
That's what they said.
I guess. I don't know.
I hope he will keep the gates open, because God, I really don't want to have to cancel another trip.
Or the thing that scares me is that you're going to be allowed in, but you won't be able to get back out.
Oh, that doesn't scare me at all.
Oh, no. So you'd be happier just staying there.
I'd be just thrilled if they said, we can't go home. I have no problem with that.
Right.
None.
Okay. All right. Well,
I know Mr. Laffey would have issues because he's working.
Right.
But if they could send him the equipment, he could do it anywhere. He's got the equipment at home.
Mm-hmm.
So they could just, resend.
Yep. There you go. And that may be
I'm just happy to stay. By the way, BC just issued a big fire warning or something.
British Columbia? That's the other thing. If the COVID doesn't get us, the fires will.
Yeah,
or the collapsed buildings. Or, how does the song go? That's great. It starts with an earthquake. I'm singing R.E.M.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said that, because there will now be an earthquake.
Don't do that. Yeah.
Sorry.
I take it back. Never mind. Okay, with that, we're at the end of the hour. So gotta laugh. You want to come back next week?
I'm doing every other.
I know you are. I just thought I'd put you on the spot.
I know. It still really hurts. I woke up in the middle of the night at 3 a.m. because Cammy barked and my hand was hurting in the middle of the night.
I hear you.
Not a good thing.
We'll see you in 2 weeks then.
Okay.
Gotta laugh. Thank you,
baby. Thanks, guys.
We'll see you on the Twitters. And to we'll see you tomorrow. I don't know what we're doing yet tomorrow. She gets out and boo, the screen just goes away. But I'll be back tomorrow. We'll do whatever the day brings to us. Hold your head up. Stay safe. See you tomorrow.